Hello, Yvette Luciano here. Thank you for clicking play. Let's jump in for another Soul to Soul chat. I first met Tara Bliss back in 2012, and she has been one of my best friends ever since. Tara is a true leader and rebel of light. doTERRA Presidential Diamond and Australian founder, lighting up the world with her communities, poems, programs, and love of essential oils for women's radiance, autonomy, and freedom. Over the years, we have collaborated in various ways through events and speaking spots, but our forever biz partnership began in 2017 when I launched my doTERRA Aroma Angels business with her. It took off fast, and in 2019, we are set to follow in Tara's footsteps by lifting from the already amazing blue diamond into a presidential diamond team too. The highest level of recognition in the organization within 2 short years. And yes, of course, I will be inviting Tara back onto Soulpreneur Sessions for more new episodes in the coming months too, including for a dedicated doTERRA series of awesome episodes coming for you later in the year. However, this episode is something a little different. In this particular episode, which was recorded live at our Soulpreneurs book launch and conference, Tara shares powerful suggestions from her mentor, Hiro Boga, and how these have influenced healthier boundaries and relationships in her business, community, and life. Personally, these themes have been massive for me recently, and I have a feeling you will relate and resonate too. Tara shares her suggestions on reclaiming your solar plexus and protecting your personal power, how to stay whole and stop merging, understanding where we are one and where we are sovereign, creating a stronger container for our energy before connecting with others, liberating yourself from unhealthy relationships with your business and community, why protecting boundaries is our responsibility, not others. Calling up our power from the earth for stamina and sustainability. And of course, the real magic of collaborative leadership. So please enjoy the delight, the total delight of this beautiful episode. You're going to love it.
I have never been this excited to speak to an audience, I have to say. When I was messaging Yvette a few days ago, I said, oh my God, I'm actually going to be able to be me on your stage, aren't I? Like, my spiritual freaky flag is going to be doing these ones. Am I right? And she was like, yeah, of course you are. And I just had this moment of joy wash over me, and it kind of had me reflecting on, wow, I dim my light more than I thought, you know, in other areas of my life. So thank you for standing here and receiving me and my message, despite the fact that I worry that you might not understand what I'm about to say, or that it may or may not be relevant for you. I'm just going to trust that it is, and I'm just going to let it rip. So Yvette asked me to speak a little bit about rebelling with light, what my take on that is, on collaborative leadership, which is my favourite thing ever, and leaving a legacy. And so when I sit with that word legacy, there is somebody very dear to me that comes into my mind, and this woman, her name is Hiro Boga, and she is my very beloved mentor. I'm going to get a little bit teary talking about her. The greatest legacy that Hiro has given me in the short time that we've worked together, which is only 9 months so far, I hope that she'll have me for another decade, to be honest. She's just phenomenal. But the legacy that she's really kept alive in me is to do what's never been done before, and that's to be me. And that's to own and claim, not just me, we say that all the time, you do you, babe. You do you. We hear that all the time, and it's so relevant. But to claim my energy as a human being, as a woman, and to do that, I need to embrace boundaries. So boundaries is something, it's a word that kind of scares us off a little bit, doesn't it? We might mistake someone that's boundaried as maybe selfish or self-righteous or even a little bit off-putting, right? Because in the spiritual community, we're so used to being told to be blown wide open. Do you feel that? And so, but when we are boundaried, and I'm going to get into this in a second, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here, but this is what enables you to have the stamina to fulfill your purpose so that you can leave a legacy. That's going to require some endurance on your part if you want to do that. Does anyone want to leave a legacy? Yes. Awesome. So when I really felt into, you know, if there were three things that I could leave this incredible audience with, what would they be? And as I sat with that, I have to sit with, well, what have I been through recently that's been really significant as it pertains to my work with Hero? And so let it be known that these are my teacher's teachings. They're not from me. They're my teacher's teachings that have come through me, through my personal experience and the filter of that. So three reminders. Here we go. Number one. For all soulful entrepreneurs, I believe these three reminders are in order. Number one is, as a spiritual community, we have romanticized oneness. Okay, so what does that mean? It's so nebulous and fluffy. What does that even mean? I'll give you an example. I remember there's one aspect of my life, and that would be my marriage, where I feel like I am constantly exploring it, wanting to deepen it, wanting to figure the fuck out of it. Like, it's just so confusing to me to be in a marriage. It's just a really confusing situation. Like, it's beautiful and challenging, but it's like, wow, two people just come colliding in outer space, basically, and then they have to love each other and figure each other out. It's really interesting to me. So I remember reading these books on sacred spiritual relationships, you know, and some of the advice that's out there, and it's not just in terms of relationships, it's in terms of plenty of stuff, is open up your, I remember it's in a David Data book, diffuse your boundary, merge with one another, become one with each other. And so I tried that, and I really would be like, become one with Glenn, and, tear down what is me, and instead, like, form a goop. Form a goop. And so I would get on sessions with Hero, and I'd be like, something's not working with me and Glenn. I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am in the relationship. I feel like I'm always sort of matching his energy. I don't feel sovereign and whole around him. I feel like I'm like searching for him, for me. And when she took a look at it, because she's highly intuitive, she's like, stop merging with anyone in your life. When you merge with somebody, and I'm going to bring this back around to business in a minute. When you merge, and she said this so eloquently, you are no longer in relationship with that thing or that person. And I was like, where am I? Like, where's my husband? Where am I? And it just made so much sense to me. Whereas if I'm out here and he's over there, then we can relate to each other because we're whole separate beings. Now, how this relates to your business is that some of you in this room may be thinking that you are your business and you're not your business. Or like you may have gotten your business and like lodged it in your energy field somewhere. It doesn't belong in there. Nothing belongs in here but you and your energy. Your business belongs out there, liberated of your limitation, where it can thrive and inspire you and delight you and inform you. And then you can have a right relationship with that business rather than carrying it around in you. And you'll know because you'll start saying, I'm stuck. I've hit a wall. I don't know what to do. You know, you'll know because the business is in here somewhere. And so I know this sounds really fluffy, but all you need to do is think it out of there. Allow it to be easy. Hero's always reminding me there is no effort in the subtle realms. You don't have to like sit there in meditation and be like, like you just, this is ridiculous and really dorky. So think it out, right? And then liberate it and then notice how that feels to you. Can we get on board with the fact that there's a spectrum of existence, like there is a spectrum of bloody everything in this life. And that on one end we have oneness. We're all cut from the same cloth. Isn't that beautiful? That's what we see in each other. That's what we recognize in those moments of compassion. That's what ignites that beautiful sense of humanity in us. I know you, I see you, I'm from the same thing that you're from. But there's a spectrum, and over here is the world of form. And this is where I am a human and you're a human and we're cut from the same cloth, but we're individuals and we're very different and we need to stop pretending like that's not real, because it is. Does that make sense, you guys? That's going to help you serve your community, because you're not going to put them in goop. You're going to recognize their uniqueness, their sovereignty, their individual self. And you're going to be able to serve them from your whole individual separate self. That's number one. Number two is closely related to number one. Go ahead and put your hands on your solar plexus. Repeat after me. My solar plexus is not open for business. My solar plexus is not open for business. One more time, especially for the empaths in the room. My solar plexus is not open for business. Okay, what the bloody hell am I talking about? This is your power source. Most of you know this, right? Your third chakra, your solar plexus, your energy storage, your place of empowerment, your identity, it's your power, it's your confidence, it's your little energizer bunny, your battery power, right? This is where persistence, endurance, all these really yummy words that pertain to strength and identity. This is where it exists in your body. This is also, particularly, ladies, this is an area of our body that we do not protect. And so we end up just spewing energy out here. And it literally is that. And it's not just that we spew energy out, but we make it very available for everyone's hooks to come and grab a hold of us there. Now, I'm in a bit of a vulnerable position up here because I've got a lot of eyes on me. And what that means, and I'm fine, I'm very comfortable being here in front of you, but when we are witnessing somebody in our life, it doesn't matter whether it's in business or pop culture or politics, it doesn't matter. But if we are ever triggered by or inspired to the point of awe, comparison and jealousy, we send out a hook. That person's got something that I don't think I have. We send out a hook on that. That person's a little bit too much. I don't know about that. We send out a hook on that. Okay, do you know what I mean? Imagine if every speaking gig started like this. Everyone close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths in and out of your mouth. No, nose. Didn't even mean that. Out of your nose. And now bring your attention to your solar plexus. If you like, you can go ahead and place a hand there. And now notice if you have any hooks attached to my solar plexus, and please kindly remove them. You can open your eyes. Can you imagine? It may not go down the best, but this is our responsibility as light workers to take care of this. It's our responsibility to take care of this. And this is the whole premise of boundaries. We've had it really misunderstood. We think that boundaries is something that we tell, like, stop doing that. That's not really a boundary, guys, when we tell someone to stop doing something. Us setting a boundary is me backstage, grounding, centering, coming in, energizing myself here, creating a really thick, yummy, nice, like maybe 4 or 5 inch thick perimeter on my boundary, on my energy field. Me taking care of what I can. It's just really extra that I can sit there and ask you to unhook from me too. Like, that's a nice little treat. I'm sure not everyone does that. But I have to ask, because when I finish speaking events or even, you know, teaching a series of oils classes on the weekend, I feel it in my body. I feel it when I've made myself too available here. Okay? So claim agency over yourself. Claim this part of your body back. And that's going to enable you, again, to serve more. So what we can find, if I'm talking about stuff like this, is we have to focus on the self here, but we're only focusing really deeply on the self because you've all got such big visions in front of you, you know? You have such beautiful things that you want to create and inspire in your communities and in the people that are hanging on to every word that you say. And I've just, in the past, before doing this work, I have just found myself too exhausted too many times to not prioritize this because my community means too much to me, and so do my friendships. I have not spent nearly enough time with people that I love outside of work because all of this in the past, it's too many hooks, and I have to take responsibility for that. And so do you. Do you feel that? So you can make that a little bit of a part of your practice. You don't need to be deep in meditation. This can be while you're washing the dishes. You know, you could just be sending, just send attention there. You can do this to prepare for an uncomfortable situation. You know, when you may identify someone that you know as a bit of an energy vampire, and so you can prepare for that. You can load it up. You can charge the battery. You can stock up that perimeter on your energy field. Essential oils, in case you're wondering, pettigrain, tea tree, On Guard, lemongrass, not terazyme, that's a digestive enzyme, TerraShield. All right, you can set an intention with that. Just wash your energy field. May this boundary preserve my freaking life force so that I can do what I'm meant to do, communicate the way that I'm meant to communicate, and serve or relate or love the person in front of me so that we both may benefit. Because when we start having spiritual conversations like this, like we are today, the risk on that, the risk of opening up and connecting to spiritual beings and entities, the risk of that is that, again, we just blow ourselves right open. Contain yourself and then connect. Contain yourself and then connect. We do not want you in a spiritual crisis, if that's okay. If that's okay with you. That's number two. Number three, collaborative leadership will create the world that we want to live in. And I'm not talking about, like, hey, love your Instagram, I've got some product, want a collab? Not really talking about that, although that's nice sometimes. I'm talking about a few things. I mean, this right here is a really beautiful example of collaborative leadership, when you can bring people together that are united in the same vision to serve a community. That's really beautiful. The premise here is that we can't and shouldn't do it alone, and it's not as much fun when we do it alone. Please raise your hand if you do network marketing. Hey, that was pretty good. I was expecting this. Do it again. You got to do it. You got to own it, I'm afraid. So I want to honour you because I know it takes a lot of courage and I love each and every one of you. That to me is a really great example of a complete business model which has collaborative leadership as the helm, as the value, but I'm not even talking about that today. I'm going to bring it round to what we were talking about this morning, and that's collaborative leadership as it can exist in your business with your business as an entity, your team as its own energetic presence, certainly the earth. I have a really beautiful story about that. Collaborating in stillness before you collaborate at 9 o'clock in the morning is something that has really changed the way that I do business and the way that I show up for my purpose. It really has. So what does this look like? Recently, I launched a really beautiful program that means the world to me. And what I imagined every morning was me, my assistant, my marketing girl, my designer, my coding guy, all my friends who I know believed in this product of mine, my mentor, holding this program up into the flow, holding it up there. It's like this beautiful energetic collaboration that's existing there. And then Rebels of Light, which was the program, it was just this umbrella, like holding it all together. That's where I want to be showing up in my business, you know, not just on social media and not just in your inbox and not just in meetings with my team. I want to be collaborating on that level, don't you? Doesn't that feel nice? And I feel so lucky because I don't even really need to talk much about connecting with your business because the whole freaking day was about that. I just see you're my people. It's so fun. Thank you. I love you. So much fun. So easy. What about collaborating with the earth? So, you know, I was recently in Uluru with Yvette and some others of you here in the room, and I was very depleted from a lot of travel. And when I was just looking at this beautiful sacred land, I received a really clear message, and that was you cannot sustain your mission and your vision in your body if you keep operating at this pace without drawing on the power of the earth. That's just the message I got. And so for me, it was a reminder, oh yeah, the earth is my ally. It's not just nature. It's not just something I look at. It's not just something I take photos of. It's not just something that makes me feel nice when there's like a breeze that brushes through my hair. This is a multidimensional being that is my greatest ally because it provides all sustenance, all nourishment, all understanding, all love, right? And so I just had this really great understanding of, oh, I just need to get in there more. I just need to be on the earth more. I need to call that power up in me so that, again, I can have the stamina and the endurance to fulfill my mission, and as you do too. Doesn't collaborative leadership sound so much better than just leadership? Doesn't that sound yummy? So look for situations, look for opportunities where you can bring in an allyship in your life, in your business, in your partnership. Something that's worked really, really well for me. Have the discipline to ask your business for guidance. Have the discipline to ask your business who to hire. Have the discipline to go there and formulate that relationship, because remember, when it all comes down to it, your business is your business. You are you. Connect, relate, be in right relationship, and just watch how that impacts your flow, your creativity. That's all I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Soulpreneur Sessions. Please remember to subscribe on iTunes for new podcast updates and give us a 5-star rating and review on there to help share the show with more souls who need it. This show is proudly independent, ad-free and sponsor-free, now and forever. So your shares and support are what keeps us going. I've been your host, Yvette Luciano, the author of Soulpreneurs, which is available now online and in bookstores all around the world. Please get your copy and we will see you next time here on Soulpreneur Sessions.